ओम नमः शिवाय। डियर लिसनर्स ऑफ kaiom.org, द नेक्स्ट प्रोग्राम इज योगा स्पिरिचुअल डिस्कवर्ड। इन दिस यू आर अबाउट टू लिसन विभूति प्रेजेंटेड बाय श्री रामकृष्ण। थैंक यू। ओम नमः शिवाय।
श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम। ओम सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यंकरवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ओम शांति शांति शांति। देशबन्धश्चित्तस्य धारणा तत्र प्रत्येकतानता ध्यानम् तदेवार्थमात्र निर्भासम् स्वरूपशून्यमिव समाधिः। त्रयम् एकत्र संयमः तज्जयात् प्रज्ञालोकः तस्य भूमिषु विनियोगः। त्रयम् अन्तरङ्गम् पूर्वेभ्यः तदपि बहिरङ्गम् निर्बीजस्य व्युत्थाने निरोधसंस्कारयोः अभिवप्रादुर्भावौ निरोधक्षय चिन्तान्वयो निरोधपरिणामः। तस्य प्रशान्तवाहिता संस्कारात् सर्वार्थता एकाग्रतयोः क्षयोदयौ चित्तस्य समाधिपरिणामः। शान्तोदितौ तुल्यप्रत्ययौ चित्तस्येकाग्रतापरिणामः। एतेन भूतेन्द्रियेषु धर्मलक्षणावस्थापरिणामा व्याख्याताः। शान्तोदिताव्यवदेश्य धर्मानुपाति धर्मी क्रमान्यत्वम् परिणामान्यत्वे हेतुः परिणामत्रयसंयमात्। दिनेक्स्ट् सूत्र। अतो योगिनः उपात सर्वसाधनस्य भुवित्सितार्थस्य प्रतिपत्तये संयमस्य विषयः उपक्षिप्यते। नौ अंटिल नौ वी सॉ द स्टेट्स ऑफ धर्म, द धर्म इन विच द माइंड कैन एग्जिस्ट एंड द स्टेट ऑफ माइंड अकॉर्डिंग टू धर्म वॉट एवर ट्रांसफॉर्मेशंस हैपन इन दैट। नौ अतः योगिनः उपात सर्वसाधनस्य। योगिनः फॉर द योगी who has been practicing this yoga, bhubutsitartha pratipattaye, for bodhum iccha bhubutsa, for him, this to know the truth, to know the self, sanyamasya vishayaha upakshipyate, we are going to teach you the method to do sanyama, dharana, dhyana, samadhi, trayam, ekatra sanyamaha. So this dhyana, dhyana and samadhi are called sanyama. This sanyama how to do, that is what we are going to teach you here. Parinamatraya sanyamad atitanagata jnanam. Anagata jnanam. Parinamatraya sanyamad atitanagata jnanam. परिणामत्रय संयमात् अतीत अनागत ज्ञानम्। परिणामत्रय संयमात्। सो व्हाट संयम यू हैव टू डू एंड व्हाट विल बी द रिजल्ट, बोथ आर गिवन इन द सेम सूत्र। सो परिणामत्रय संयमात्, इफ यू आर गोइंग टू डू संयम धारण ध्यान समाधि ऑन दी परिणाम त्रय, ऑन दि थ्री ट्रांसफॉर्मेशंस धर्म लक्षण अवस्था परिणाम, इफ यू आर गोइंग टू मेडिटेट ऑन दीज थ्री परिणामास, देन अतीत अनागत ज्ञानम, यू विल गेन दि नॉलेज ऑफ अतीत एंड अनागत, दि पास्ट एंड दि फ्यूचर। वर्तमान यू ऑलरेडी हैव, यू डोंट नीड टू डू एनी साधना फॉर नोइंग दि प्रेजेंट कंडीशन ऑफ आवर माइंड, दि प्रेजेंट स्टेट ऑफ अस, बट to understand the past and the future you have to do this sanyama on the parinama traya dharma lakshana avastha parinameshu sanyamat yogina bhavati atida anagata jnanam. So if you are going to do sanyama on dharma lakshana avastha parinamas, for that yogi he will gain this siddhi accomplishment, which is a knowledge of atita and anagata, knowledge of the past and the future. Dharana dhyana samadhi trayam ekatra sanyamaha uttaha. We already saw samadhi is sanyamaha. Dharana dhyana and samadhi in one single object of meditation. Ekatra means in one single object of meditation. We are not talking about something else. We are talking about one single object of meditation. That is called sanyama. Tena parinamatrayam sakshat kriyate kriyamanam. Kriyamanam adita anagata jnanam te sampadayati. And if he is through meditation of this parinamatraya on the three stages, then three transformations, then that yogi by the sakshatkara, by understanding, by the knowledge of that parinamatraya, of the knowledge of the transformations, he will gain the knowledge of the past and the future. Shabdartha pratyanam itre etra adhyasat sankaraha sab shabdartha pratyanam itre etra adhyasat sankaraha इत्रेतर अध्यासात संकरः तद प्रविभाग संयमात तद प्रविभाग संयमात सर्वभूत ऋत ज्ञानम् शब्दार्थ प्रत्ययानाम् इत्रेतर अध्यासात संकरः प्रत्ययानाम् इत्रेतर अध्यासात संकरः तत् प्रविभाग संयमात् सर्वभूत ऋत ज्ञानम् शब्दार्थ प्रत्ययानाम् इतरेतर अध्यासात् संकरः तत् प्रविभाग संयमात् सर्वभूत ऋत ज्ञानम् शब्द अर्थ pratyaya, we already saw, because of the thought we are not able to differentiate the thoughts, we are not able to differentiate the we are not able to understand the difference between shabda, artha and pratyaya. Part the word, part the knowledge and part the thought function. We are not able to differentiate part the word, part the object and part the knowledge. These are the three different states of pot. We are not able to differentiate between the word and the object, object and the knowledge, or word and the knowledge. Therefore, itre itra adhyasa sankraha, because of the superimposition one on other, we have sankraha, confusion. We think pot means the object and knowledge. We don't differentiate pot with its object and knowledge. Tat pratibhaga sanyama. If you are going to do sanyama meditation on the difference word, object and knowledge, if you are able to differentiate, if you can meditate on it and if you meditate on it and differentiate it, then sarabhuta ruta jnanam, you will gain the knowledge of all the bhutas. तत्र वाग वर्णेषु एव अर्थवति श्रोत्रं च ध्वनि परिणाम मात्र विषयम् पदं पुनः नाद अनु संहार बुद्धि निग्रहम् इति वर्णेषु वाग वर्णेषु एव अर्थवति हियर वाक दि वर्ड्स यू से द वाग इंद्रियम इन सेंस ऑर्गन ऑफ स्पीच अर्थेषु अर्थवति व्हेन इट अटर्ड सम वर्ड it points out to the object. Shrotram, the ears, sense organ of hearing, dhvani parinama matra vishyam, it understands the difference in the sound which is produced. It understands the modulation that is produced through the sound. See, vag is producing some sound. Deer, then somebody says deer, then that deer has a meaning. That the modulation, dear, don't, like that. Dear, when you say, then you understand. Oh, you should not do that. Same word. But because of the intonation, it changes. Shabda, shrotram cha, dhvani parinama, matra. So, the understanding in the intonations, shrotra is useful. Padam, the words which you use, punaha, nada anusamhara, buddhi nigrahyam. It helps you to understand the nada, the sound pattern in it. Therefore, varnaha, eka samaya, asambhavitat, ఏకసమయాసంభవిత్వాత్ పరస్పర నిరనుగ్రహాత్మానః తే పదం అసంస్పృశ్య అనుపస్థాప్య ఆవిర్భూత స్థిరోభూతాస్యైతి ప్రత్యేకం అపదస్వరూప ఉచ్యంతే. వర్ణాః దిస్ వర్ణ దిస్ క్యారెక్టర్స్ ఆల్ఫబెట్స్ విచ్ యు సే ఏక సమయ అసంభవిత్వాత్ దే ఆర్ నాట్ ఆఫ్ అ పద దే ఆర్ నాట్ ఎక్స్ప్రెస్ ఇన్ ది సేమ్ టైమ్. ఘట వెన్ ఐ సే ఘట ఘ దెన్ ట ఘ ట సో దేర్ ఇస్ ఎ చేంజ్ ఇన్ టైమ్. Therefore, ఏక సమయ ఇన్ ది సేమ్ పాయింట్ ఆఫ్ టైమ్ యూ విల్ నాట్ బి ఏబుల్ టు సే ఘట ఎక్సెట్రా ఆల్ ది ఆల్ఫబెట్స్ ఆఫ్ ది వర్డ్. దేర్ఫోర్ పరస్పర నిరనుగ్రహాత్మాన దే హెల్ప్ ది ఈచ్ అదర్. Each other have a link. Each alphabet of a pada have a link. It helps through the link. That is why we say akanksha yogyata sannidhi. We accept sannidhi also as an important key to understand a word. Sannidhi is a padanam avilambena uccharanam. Expressing the terms without any gap. Pa, ta. What is pa and what is ta? There will be no meaning. When I say pata, it means cloth. Instead of pata, I say pa, ta, there is no meaning for that. So, that does not have any, that does not give you any knowledge. That word which is separated, that alphabets which are separated, which are not used in a continuous way, they are not of any use to give you knowledge of that object. Therefore, padam, they are called pada, that where the varna, the alphabets are expressed, are said with a link to each other. Aspruśya anupasthāpya avirbhūta tirobhūta śeti pratyekam apada swarūpa ucchyante. So, since they aspruśya anupasthāpya without presenting itself, avirbhūta tirobhūtaha, avirbhūta tirobhūtaha means they come, they present themselves, they disappear. Tirobhūta means to disappear. Avibhuta means to present themselves. So, each alphabets in a pada, they come, present themselves and disappear. So, therefore, these varnas are called, these alphabets are called apada. They are not pada, they are varnas. Those varnas are called apada. That which is not a pada is apada. అపద స్వరూప ఉచ్యంతే. వర్ణ పునః ఏకైక పదాత్మా సర్వ అభిధాన శక్తి ప్రచిత సహకారి వర్ణాంతర ప్రతియోగిత్వాత్ వైశ్వరూప్యం ఇవ ఆపన్న పూర్వశ్చ ఉత్తరేణ ఉత్తరశ్చ పూర్వేణ విశేష అవస్థాపిత ఇతి ఏవం బహవో వర్ణాః క్రమానురోధినః అర్థ సంకేతేన అవచ్ఛిన్నః ఇతి ఇయంత ఏతే సర్వాభిధాన శక్తి పరివృతాః గకార ఔకార విసర్జనీయః శాస్నాది మంతం అర్థం ద్యోతయంతి ఇతి. సో వర్ణః పునః అండ్ దీస్ ఆల్ఫబెట్స్ దీస్ క్యారెక్టర్స్ దే ఏకైకః పదాత్మా. ఈచ్ క్యారెక్టర్ ఆఫ్ అ వర్డ్ ఇస్ బిలాంగింగ్ టు దట్ పద దట్ వర్డ్. సో ఈచ్ క్యారెక్టర్ ఆఫ్ దట్ వర్డ్ హ్యాస్ ది వర్డ్నెస్ ఇన్ ఇట్. Each character has that wordness in it, because without that word, that character, that word will not be giving any meaning. Therefore, and that also, sarva abhidhana shakti prachitaha, each character, when it is linked together, can give you the knowledge of its object. Sahakari, through sahakari varnantra pratyogitvat, because it is helpful to gain the knowledge of the object with the relationship with the other characters, alphabets. Vaishwarupyam iva apannaha. Therefore, as though they have gained, Vaishwarupyam means without any limit, limitless, that which has when you link each character with a different character, you have limitless number of words. Purvascha uttaras uttraena uttarascha purveena vishesha avasthapitaha. And these alphabets, if you present it in order, there is this previous character, next character, the next which follows that next, like that, if you present it in order, iti evam bahu varna, they varna, there are many varnas and it gives many words. Krama anurodinaha. And in these varnas, if you present it in this krama, this order, then artha sankeetan avachinnaha, they will, if you present these characters in order, if you put these characters in order, they have a capability to point out to the object, to point out to some object or other. Iyanta ede sarva vidhana shakti parivrutaha. This is the power of the word to point out to this object. If you present these characters, alphabets in order, they will definitely point out to that object always. Like ghakara, aukaraha, visarjaniyaha. Ghakara, g plus a plus visarga. If you use that, it always c o W. When I say C O W, it always gives the meaning that it is a Sasnadi Mantam Artham Dyotayati, that which has a hanging chin, that kind of object, that which has hanging chin, etc. That which has hanging chin, etc. Sasnadi, Sasnam Adi, etc. Adi means etc. So that which has the sasna, hanging chin, one hoof, etc. These kind of that cow, it points out to the cow, the object cow. C O W in order will always point out to this object cow. Tad etesham artha sanketena avachinnanam upasamhruta dhvanikramanam ya eko buddhi nirbhasaha. Tad padam vachakam vachyasya sanketa ityata sankyate sanketa vachyasya sanketate. So when this pada is used, tesha artha sanketanam avachinnanam, that which has a relationship to the object it is pointing out, upasamhruta dhvani nikshkranam, upadhvani kramanam, in this order, kau, C-O-W will give the dhvani kau. When you say kau, C-O-W, kau, then ya eko buddhi nirbhasa, that knowledge which comes to your intelligence, which is of the object kau, tadu padam vachakam, that is the padam. Pada means vachakam, that is the word for the meaning, word meaning. Vachyasya sankha sanketyate, that points out to the vachya, meaning. Tasya vachakah pranavaha, tasya vachakah pranavaha, first chapter. Ishvarasa vachakam, vachakam is word, is pranava. Ishvara is pointed out, referred to by this pranava. Om, if I say, it points out to Ishvara. Kau, if I say, it points out to that object which has kauness in it. Therefore, tad ekam padam, eka buddhi vishaya, eka pratyena, eka prayatna akshiptam, abhagama kramam avarne, avarn, abhagama kramam avarnam, baudham antyavarna pratyaya vyapara upasapitam, paratra pratipipadeshaya varnehi eva abhijiyamanehi shuryamanascha shrotrivihi anadi vagyavahar vasananudhyaya lokabuddhya siddhavad sampratipadya pratiyate. And that word, tad ekam padam, that word kau, eka buddhi vishaya, gives the knowledge of that kau, that object which has kauness. Eka prayatna akshiptam, and it always expects you to say the word like that. Kau, if I say low, it will not give the meaning. Kau, it should always be pronounced as kau, not gau or gyau. it will always, it, when you pronounce it as cow, it will give the knowledge cow, of the cow, that which object which has cowness. Avagama, krama, avarnam, gau, baudham, antyavarna, first, from the first word till the last word, when I mix it in order and if I present it, it will give that object cow, the knowledge of the object cow. Pratya aropitam, pratya vyapara upasthapitam, paratra prativivadashya. And why do I keep say it in this order? Paratra prativibhadaishya, desiring to express the knowledge to another person. And how will he gain the knowledge? I say cow, C-O-W, cow. This cow can be anything else. Why should it point to some object which has this cowness? Because this is how there is this shakti in this word. There is this power in the word which will make this word pointed to the object. And how did this word get that shakti, that power? Because shrotribihi anadi vyavahara vasananu vidyadi, listener, he has this thought impression which has started from immemorial time, immemorial. The word is linked to that object from time immemorial. So, because of that, because Ishvara Ichha Shakti, Ishvara's desire, Parameshvara's desire that this word cow will point out to this object cow is his desire. So, that Shakti is transferred from one to another and this impression is there in this person who listens to this word cow and he gains this knowledge. Lokavidya, Anuvidya, Lokavidya, Siddhavati Pratipadyate, Pratiyate, he will gain the knowledge of that cow. Whatever you wish to express, that he will gain the knowledge. Tasya Sanketa Buddhitaha Pravibhagaha. And here you understand it by making it different. How? Etavat Etavatam Eva Etavatam Evam Jatiyakaha Anusamharaha Ekasya Arthasya Vachaka Iti Eka Et. So this is what is meant by this word Anusamharaha. This knowledge which is related to that word. Vachakaha ekasya arthasya vachaka. This word's meaning. This is the object of this word. Sanketastu padavadarthayoho itre yatra adhyasa rupaha. Sanketa means the pada and padartha, the word and meaning. Superimposition of word in the meaning and meaning in the word. When I say cow, I understand the object cow. When I see the object cow, I have the understanding that it is related to this word cow. So, this is a confusion. So, adhyasa rupaha smrityatmakaha yoyam shabdaha soyam artha. This is in the smriti. Whatever is the word is what is the meaning of the word. Whatever is the meaning of the word is the word. I have this confusion there. Yo arthaha sa shabdaha iti evam itra etra adhyasa rupaha sanketo vati. This is the knowledge we gain. The word becomes the object. Object, when you see the object, you gain the knowledge of the word. The word, you gain the knowledge of the object.